Complicated is a good word to describe Turkey's relationship with the European Union. Turkey formally applied for EU membership in 1987. It was officially recognized as a candidate for full membership 12 years later. But today, Turkey remains embroiled in membership negotiations. Meanwhile, Turkish citizens have to go through a complicated application procedure just to visit the EU. One Turk got so fed up with those visa hurdles that he wrote a song about them. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Like many Turks, Sarp Yalıtaşı has had it with the EU visa procedures. He says he's waited in too many lines, been forced to hand over too many personal documents, and had to pay $75 for the privilege too many times. Yalıtaşı says his European friends just don't understand.
The citizens of many European countries, they can come to Turkey, for example, without the need of a visa. And because they do not know what we go through, they may think we actually go through that same EU procedure as they do, which is not correct.
So, Yalıtaşı, who's been playing guitar since he was 14, decided to write a song about it.
The applicant must submit documents in person.
The song is essentially a laundry list of the items Turks have to bring to apply for an EU visa, even for a stay as short as 3 days. Passport, passport-size photos, a copy of your travel itinerary, a copy of your hotel reservation. Then there are the tax documents, employment verification, bank statements, proof of insurance, proof of income, and more.
I think it's a little too much. Basically, I believe this is wrong. I believe this has to change. I don't think it's sustainable.
Yalıtaşı has given his song a provocative title, Schengen macht frei, German for Schengen makes you free. Schengen refers to the agreement that allows most EU citizens to move freely across EU member borders, but it's the second part of the name that's sure to raise eyebrows. After all, Arbeit macht frei, work makes you free, was the infamous sign that hung over the entrance to the Auschwitz death camp. Yalıtaşı says to him the notion of a Schengen visa being about free borders is misleading and cynical, like the Nazi sign. He also wanted to highlight what he sees as a rise of racism and xenophobia in Europe.
People basically associate the difficulty with the Schengen procedure with, you know, general prejudice about Turkey, which unfortunately exists, seems to exist in Europe. There are countries that have not been in the negotiation process for as long as Turkey has been, but they have been given the, free movement right within the EU, like, you know, Serbia, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yalıtaşı says he's decided that he won't even apply to visit the EU until the rules change, even if it means missing important conferences or not seeing good friends. He may have to wait a while. An EU official recently said that Turkey has little chance of officially joining the EU until 2021. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
And that's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.